This is the Marketing Intern Spotlight, where we are committed to unlock how every marketing intern has an innate ability to be an entrepreneur, motivator, and influencer.
If there's anyone that I'm not concerned about not speaking into the mic, it's Jack Burke.
You're not concerned?
I'm not concerned at all.
Yeah, nor am I.
Yeah.
He's got it down to a pat.
Yeah, no, this guy's voice carries.
I have microphone experience, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hosted your own radio show, is that correct?
I did.
Tell us more about that.
Well,
we're starting on.
It was college.
Okay.
Spring, freshman year, good friend of mine, Mike Gleason, and Gabby Brennan, both good friends of mine. They introduced me to something called KUST, the University of St. Thomas Campus Radio. Me being a lover of music and radio, was immediately interested and got my own radio show with Matt Burbach, who you guys have both met.
Oh, yeah.
Good guy. And we had a radio show from spring of freshman year to fall of... Yeah, I think it might have only been two semesters.
Who took the initiative?
Maybe no. We went to sophomore year.
Sophomore year, okay. I'm curious, who took the initiative to start the radio show? Because I'm asking for the reason of your voice in particular. You have the radio voice.
Yeah, I have a face for radio too.
Mm, so does my dad. He says that too.
Yeah.
But who took the initiative to start the radio show?
I think it was both of us together. I mean, the two of us were friends with the two guys I just mentioned, and they kind of told us about it, and we asked if we wanted to do it, and we did it. Similar in the sense that it was just two guys talking in microphones.
Yeah, was there any topics in particular, or was it just kind of fly off the seat of your pants?
So sometimes there was topics, sometimes there wasn't, but it was a radio show, so it was kind of based more around music. But I mean, if something was going on,
that's
like,
right. You have the playlist on your phone. Is that's from the
radio show? I have one week. So we made a different playlist each week beforehand because it's very hard to play a radio show without a playlist going in into it. Learned the hard way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So one time Matt wasn't there, and I like decided to do it by myself, and just like
didn't... like the whole radio show by yourself.
Yeah, I mean just talking and. It's easy.
It's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's what we're doing right now with breaks because you get to play music. And I like didn't have Matt was like the X's and O's guy when it came to like the soundboard and stuff. And I just kind of talked and did what he said. And I like didn't know how to work everything. And I would so first of all, I like didn't have songs chosen. Second of all, like I didn't know what I was doing, and it was not good.
Okay. Well, one thing I do know that you did bring to the table, you know, may not have been sound engineering. It was your voice that you brought, but you brought some energy. And that is why you're on this podcast today. You are on this podcast, Jack Burke, because...
For many reasons. For the main reason.
The main reason, Jack Burke, is because you are the energy man.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to deny that. And I thank you for reinforcing that known fact.
Can you give us a little background on why? Everyone is wondering.
Well, for those of you who don't know Jack Burke, I would like to give him a little brief background because we kind of just jumped right into this. So to provide our marketing interns some background of our marketing intern spotlight number 8, Jack Burke, he is our roommate. He's from Kenosha, Wisconsin, but he lives and breathes Chicago sports.
Amen.
Amen. He's a true Chicago in that sense where he's all about them Bears. The White Sox, the Blackhawks, and Dub Bulls. And Jack Burke has... I got to know him once he became my roommate. I mean, we had a little interactions at St. Thomas, but nothing major. And then he came to the mansion where this podcast studio is hosted. And I quickly got to know Jack. And we realized that Jack was the energy guy. And lo and behold, Jack has a story behind receiving this very so title, energy guy. So could you please enlighten our marketing interns with that story?
Yeah, so when you brought it up earlier, I was like, yeah, of course. Like, obviously, I'm not here to brag. Don't always have the energy, but I've taken the name and hoped I've lived up to it. Anyways, so it's junior year of high school. I'm playing on the this is St. Joseph Catholic Academy, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Go Lancers. Playing on the basketball team. We had a very good basketball team that year. And up until that point in my basketball career, I had always played, started. I'd like to think I did pretty good. Junior year, we had a really good team, and I, for the first time, wasn't getting a whole lot of playing time. Sometimes I'd get a lot of playing time, sometimes I wouldn't. So this particular night, we were at home playing a team called Martin Luther from Milwaukee. And we were much better than them. I didn't play the whole first half. You know, I'm kind of just pissed off, like just wanting to get in there. And we go into halftime, and our coach's whole halftime speech is about how all we need is energy. It's just the whole speech. No X's and O's, just like there's no energy. Yeah, that was pretty much it. And I'm like, put me in. Like, you know, you don't want to
tell. Fired up now.
Yeah, you don't want to tell your coach to put you in. It's one of those situations. But it was like sitting on the end of the bench. You know, I still got my warm up on. Like, just put me in the damn game. Needless to say, second half, we came out. Must have been a good halftime speech. Came out with more energy. I didn't play at all.
But we
ended up crushing them like we should have. And after the game, our coach was so happy. He went around and like said all these good things that each player did. But he got to the point that he like said too many people. So he would feel bad if he didn't say something about everyone in the room. So comes to me, like I'm one of the last people. And he's like, Jack, that's my energy guy. That's who I go to if I need energy. And I'm just sitting there like.
Didn't play a minute the whole game.
Didn't play any minute. Yeah. His whole halftime speech is about how we need more energy. I'm just like, yep.
Yeah, thanks, coach. Hey, thanks. For the pat on the back there.
Guess we just needed fake energy, yeah. You know? I love the guy, and I think he's a great coach, but like ever since then my friends like made fun of me for it, and they called me the energy guy. I think there's a fake Twitter account out there somewhere.
Jack the energy guy.
Yeah, the energy guy 24 or something like that.
Dude, you just took it and ran. That's the best part though. I mean, like, you didn't shy away. The coach gave it to you. You might have not have earned it at that point. You might have just, it might have been fake energy for that very game, but you took that title and you're like, I will become the energy guy that you so proclaimed me as.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was used more so like jokingly, but I like it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny though is we claimed you in our house as the energy guy before you ever told us that story.
Yeah, must be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's unbelievable how you've really fulfilled that role. And we had been talking about you coming on this podcast for what it seems like a year. Granted, Andrew's only known you for about 2 months. I've known you pretty much since freshman year.
Yeah.
We've only lived together for 2 months, so there's no way it has been a year, but it feels like it, man. We've grown a lot together, the three of us, playing a lot of golf in the last couple of days here, and we can get into that a little bit in a little bit. But what I want to touch on here is what we ask our marketing interns and what we ask our guests every time. Without fail. Jack Burke, what is your average quality?
Yeah, so this is a big moment for me.
It is, yeah.
I've, you know, living with you guys, gotten more involved with this podcast kind of day by day. And I've been thinking about this for quite a while. I was like, the day's going to come. I'm going to be on the podcast eventually. Here we are. What is my most average quality? Kind of side story before I answer the question. I was actually on a date once, and my date asked me, what is your most average quality?
No way!
And I was like, wow, that is a great question. And I like didn't think about it right away. And then I was like, oh, wait, did you, like, were you listening to my roommate's podcast? And she was like, yeah.
No!
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. That is awesome.
Yeah, so I've...
Are we going to name names? We'll bleep it out.
No, we won't name names. Okay. We won't do anyone justice or injustice.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, fair to that.
But... Yeah, so I already had to answer this question, and I think what my answer was, coincidentally, or ironically, I should say, I would say I'm pretty average at talking to girls. That's one thing. As you guys have seen firsthand, and this was my answer before this last weekend, I'd consider myself a pretty average golfer. Mm. good people would say I'm pretty bad, and bad people would say I'm pretty good.
Just to kind of reaffirm good. Jack shot an incredible 46 on the front with, I think he started par, bogey, par, but he had a par putt that just sat at the front of the hole.
Yeah.
So he almost started par, par, par. But he shot the back, he shot a 55. And, I mean, that just goes to that just shows our marketing intern's a little background about how he actually is average. I mean, he has those moments of incredible, and he's got it built in him. He just needs to play a little more.
Yeah, exactly. That I mean, that putt on the third hole yesterday.
Phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
What was it?
You shocked me. Like,
we don't need to be generous, but what was it? Like 60 foot?
I think it was outside 60 feet.
Yeah, it was around 60.
I think it was like 69 feet.
Yeah, 69 for sure. I can confirm on that.
Yeah, and then I ended up like shooting over 100, so.
But you were the clubhouse leader minus three after nine holes. Like, you were three ahead of everybody else, and then you finished in third out of four. But that's everything you aside
just,
from
you,
that.
I mean, not to bash. Like, I don't bash, but you just totally misused golf terms. It's all good.
Clubhouse
is after 18. You're in the clubhouse.
Okay. Well, we're going to say it after. I'd use
after the turn. Is
three.
Nine.
After turn. Yep. Okay. After the turn.
Three up. You could have been three. Minus three. You had no birdies on the card.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point.
Hey, dude. We live and you learn.
Okay.
A little more Rory in you, and then you'll get it all down.
Yeah.
Incremental growth.
Yeah. You guys are both like way more golfy than I am.
But back to your average quality.
Yeah, so that would be number two, I would say.
Okay.
I should have thought about this more before I...
okay, but let's review. So one was...
talking to girls.
Two was golf.
Two was golf.
And three is...
talked a little bit about you with this, Andrew. Articulating thoughts.
Mm.
I think I'm pretty average at. Sometimes, I'm doing it right now.
You have them there.
I open my mouth and, like, words don't come out.
Yes.
That's an average quality, I'd say. Yeah. How about we just keep talking, and then if something pops
something
up,
I'll...
yeah, okay. For sure.
One thing that I really, really, really wanted to touch on, and I know our marketing interns will appreciate this, is the Eagles. Okay, so I haven't watched the documentary.
The band, the Eagles.
Yeah, not the football team. Not
I had to think
the
about
animal.
It. I was like
the bird.
Why are we talking about the Eagles? And I was like, oh,
we're talking about
the real Eagles.
The real Eagles.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know much about the Eagles, but I know that you care about them deeply.
Yeah.
And I want you to walk me through kind of how you gained that deep appreciation for them.
Okay, so like I mentioned earlier, I'm a lover of music. I consider one of my passions.
So is Deck. I consider Deck like a tier above the rest when it comes to music knowledge. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
I would say the same for myself. I'm fascinated by it. I love it. I enjoy it. And I'm just immediately drawn to good music. And this could be like a whole like 3-hour conversation in itself if I got into it. But I'm drawn to just, I can hear a song and like I'm drawn to certain music if it's good. And I have no better way to explain it than if it's good. There's a lot of music out there. I think nowadays it's not very good. And I'm doing it justice by even calling it music. Excuse me.
Well, can we give just some general
examples?
Get some
feedback on what you consider
good music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the Eagles would be a great example. Great harmony. And it doesn't need to be like just classic music, but like the Eagles, going back to what I was saying, naturally drew me in. Like, you hear them on the radio and you're just like, oh my gosh. And then like, you dive into them a little more and you hear more of their songs, some of their deeper tracks, and you're like, oh my gosh, like these guys can freaking sing. And I think something that makes them special is the amount of like lead singers on certain songs. So in their day, they were five
people.
Don Henley, Joe Walsh, we got, oh man, I'm making myself look stupid.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll look
we're
it
cutting
up for
this
it.
Part out.
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, that's very important to talk about. Joe Walsh is our intro song. The
Rocky Mountain Way.
No, we have Ordinary Average Guy. It's his solo song.
Oh, yeah.
And that's our, like, we have played it 10 seconds. I don't know if it'll ever be copyright infringed because I know on YouTube you can play like 9 to 10 second stuff without being copyrighted.
Okay.
And I don't know how the podcast regulations are.
Yeah.
So we could be like be breaking code right now, and we're, and me talking about it is probably not helping the fact, but I absolutely don't think, like, we just, I feel like other podcasts have short bursts of songs in there, and they'd never get in trouble, right?
When I originally researched it, and we're not going to get into this much more than this, but there, it was so shady. Like, you either had to buy a radio license so you could play any song you wanted, or you, it was so shady on, like, what you could use, what you couldn't use.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, we just were like, whatever. Yeah, but anyways, whatever. Back to your thing.
Okay, so we got Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh.
Don Henley.
Don Henley. Let's and go. Then, so those were not three of the original, but those were three core members, and Don Henley and Joe Wal- or John, excuse me, Don Henley and Glenn Frey are like the two main guys.
Mm-hmm. And like, they've been in it from the start.
Yeah.
Okay.
They started the Eagles, actually, those two. And you just hear them sing and it's like, dude,
these, like, guys are awesome.
It's like magnetic. Like, it just draws you in. And I'm just telling, like, I'm just going on with this and making so a very it's magnetic. Short
it's
point.
The, it's the harmony. It's the vocals of how they match that harmony. Where else is that? Where is it that's magnetic?
So I think a great,
like,
example.
Other bands?
Other parts of the song. I'm trying to get into your head about how you find it good.
Okay, that's, man.
It's difficult.
Can I help you out here, Jack?
I'm just trying to walk myself through it.
So when you hear the Eagles, what song do you think of?
Hotel California.
Okay, most people say that.
And that's not, no, I can confidently say, like, that's not their best song.
Confidently. If you listen to Seven Bridges Road, it goes exactly back to the harmony point. All five of them are singing hardly any instruments for the first, like, 30, 45 seconds, and it's beautiful, and there's harmony, and it's all there. Then you go and unpack their whole Desperado album, and this is, like, their Western kick. And it's unbelievable. Not a lot of songs you'll hear on there are, like, very, very popular, but they're just great. Jack, what's on Desperado right now that I'm drawing a blank on?
Well, there's Desperado.
Desperado, the song, Desperado.
Desperado. Duel Dalton, which isn't a very famous song. Mm-hmm. I know that's on there. You know, I don't think it's their best album.
It's not, but it's one of those where it really unpacks who the Eagles are, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they talk about it in the documentary. This whole Eagles part is just making me look like a total idiot. Which maybe we can
stop saying that.
Another average quality, but
it's not an average quality. It's a above average quality. It's not an average quality at all. You know a lot about the Eagles.
Yeah, dude. But I would say, like, a song like Seven Bridges Road, like, you want to talk about harmony? Oh man. It's, like, unbelievable.
It's got some power to it.
What's good, though, too, is the documentary. It really unpacks the whole thing.
Start to finish.
3 hours long. It's very, very long, and it's very in-depth. But it goes through every single album, how they kind of formed, and then how they kind of broke apart. And it tells a great story, but it gets you just stoked about the music. Just like when you watch any kind of documentary mm-hmm. about music. Like, the Defiant ones. Like, I was listening to N.W.A., Dr. Dre, Eazy-E.
It gets you hyped.
Gets you hyped. Because there's a story behind the music, and now you understand why.
The story behind, and then you feel that person. Like, you really have no interaction with that artist until you have something along those lines, like mm-hmm. a documentary.
Yeah, I've always said this. The best music is the most relatable, and the music that kind of draws at your emotions. And the Eagles, on numerous occasions, can do that through song. And it's all across the board, not only with the Eagles, but plenty of artists. Plenty of decades. I think that's why I love music so much. It can get you thinking. You know, it can take you to another place in time, which is something I don't think everything can do. It's also like a universal language. I think there's like three or four universal languages. I'd say sports, math, music,
and our podcast.
And your podcast, if people speak English, you know. Like.
That's exactly what it is.
What's the Jimmy V?
But like,
thing? Where
he's oh,
like,
the laugh.
49.
And the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
He does the, you need to, no, it's, what's he talking about? He's like running through the door, and I slam the door behind me. I can't remember.
It's... God, family, and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
but he was giving
God, family, and Rutgers basketball.
For all of you who don't know, look it up, Jimmy V on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, it's his ESPY speech, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, totally different.
It's like he...
No, it's kinda... his ESPY speech. He describes the story in his ESPY speech.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But
one thing you did mention to me, Jack, is...
Yeah, where are we going here?
So, honestly, this one is like my favorite thing to bring up right now. It's just you told me, I think one of the first weeks we started living together... And you were like, honest to God, Andrew and Declan, I am the most average guy ever. And the second you told me that, I was like, I can't wait to bring him on the podcast and show him how not average he is.
Well, here we go.
And here we are talking about the Eagles. We're talking about
Energy. Like you're asking me these questions that I know the answer to, and I'm just like on the spot, just blanking, you know.
Okay. It happens to the best of us. It's a late night. We were going to record this at 7 after Jack got his hair cut for the show. Thank you very much for
freshening up. Yeah, you're looking good, dude.
Thanks. Looks great. Shout out Kenwood Barbers.
Mm-hmm. Not a sponsor. And then next thing led to the next, and I showed up a little late because I had a long day, and I don't want to discuss. And then we got here, and now it's late, but... The podcast calls, and your mind might be blanking right now, but when you go back and listen to this, you'll be like, dude, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know, which I'm making myself look like a fool to all these people, but hey, you live and you learn.
You live and you learn.
It's all about authenticity, Jack. They don't want to know the fake, cool-sounding version of you. They want to know the real Jack.
Yeah, hey,
and you're
getting the real thing.
Yes, that's all we want.
You're getting the real thing, baby.
So let's... Let's pivot. Let's talk a little bit about the back pocket. So we don't necessarily ask this question to everyone, but I want to ask you in particular.
All right.
I want to know what your first impression of us was.
The back pocket?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm actually happy you brought this up because I wanted to. Going back to my radio days, so I became I don't want to say emotionally invested with KUST, but like I was invested in it, and my friends like ran it. And whenever you guys started, like, what was I, the senior year?
Junior year.
Second junior year, yeah.
Yeah, so I had, like, just gotten done on the radio. KUST, University of St. Thomas Campus Radio.
That's good. I love it. You got it. Love still. It, it's inside you.
Yeah, so I was somewhat invested and friends with people who were very invested. And I saw, like, you guys had this podcast. And honestly, I was kind of, like, upset about it. I was like... they know they can just go do that like without any problems at St. Thomas, and like they have all the equipment and everything set up for you already, and like a website and stuff you can like easy to listen to. So I was like, yeah, I'm friends with Declan, I'll follow him back, whatever, you know. And like didn't really ever listen to you guys or anything, but I look at it now and where it's gone from there. And I'm happy you, like, yes, I would have liked for you to support KUST and, like, it would have supported you back, but we're graduated now. Like, you wouldn't be able to do that. And the fact that you guys have, like, taken off with this, I'm happy you chose the path you did, because you are able to go, like, leaps and bounds further than you would have been able to, I think. And I don't say that, like, bashing KUST or anything, but like we're graduated, you're not going to drive back to St. Thomas every Tuesday night or whatever,
right? Yeah, and there's comfort that comes with like having everything already there for you, and, like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so that was first reaction, but reaction today is like total opposite. For the marketing interns that don't know, probably no one knows other than people that have been in this house, my room is literally like I can see my room from where I'm sitting right now. So I hear these podcasts like as they're being recorded, and sometimes it brings up some awkward moments. Like the other day I was like going to the shower, like in nothing but a towel, just like ass naked, and like your guest comes in. It's like, hey, how's it going?
Like, that's awesome.
You know? So like I've literally gotten to like eat and breathe like the back pocket, and had just a front row seat to everything you guys have done. and it's like the coolest thing in the world. And going back to the thought that like I didn't listen a whole lot, I'll be honest with you, I still don't listen a whole lot, but like I don't need to listen a whole lot because I hear the podcasts as they're being recorded.
Yeah, thanks for that, and it means a lot. And it's really cool that we still have that, because that's how it was our first season and the first portion of this past season, because we recorded in that little studio. I don't know if you ever came into our house, but it was a sunroom on the second floor, and then a living room and the kitchen were like right next to it, but we just had one door that closed, and that was like the most populated area of the house, was that kitchen living room area.
Yeah.
So everyone heard what we were talking about, and we heard everything that they were talking about.
Yeah.
So like that, our friends never listened to the podcast for that very reason. And now we have someone in that same position where like it's sometimes like the door you have and like the curtain can kind of block out the noise, but in reality, like when we're recording, we're loud, and just because we want our voices and inflection and everything, so like you get to feel the rawness.
Oh, totally. That, yeah. And like I don't mind that at all, but my concern is when I'm coming up the stairs and like any like diehard marketing intern who's been listening, like who hears all these squeaky noises in the back, like that's me opening my door, you know. I'm like the squeakiest door in the world, and I come back and I'll hear you guys, like I'll come home from work and you guys will be here like in the heart of a podcast, and I'll just be like, shit, like
really slow trying to
close it. What do I do? Yeah. Like
I have to go upstairs.
I gotta get out of these work clothes, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
I gotta go get my pump in for the day, you know? I gotta...
What are you doing nowadays for activities? Because it's been pretty wide.
That's what I meant by get my pump in. I've been exercising, or trying to, you know?
And you're doing well, I think.
Yeah, so I've been... We live in a beautiful neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The Lowry Hill, Uptown area, you know, it's awesome. I've loved it. And the cool part about it is we have these lakes within walking distance. And it's very biker-friendly. So I've been biking. I was never a big biker. Had a bike in college, never used it, unfortunately. But now I'm really, really getting the investment, or making the investment worthwhile. Biking all over the lakes. So I like to come home, do that, and then I'll come just work a sweat, and then come home, do a little in-home workout. Nothing too much. I mean, yeah, you've seen me do it. Mm-hmm. Just like
it's phenomenal.
Yeah, 20 push-ups. 30 sit-ups, like a little ab circuit, and then any random thing I could think of.
Got it. Just got to stay put together. That's, yeah. That's all it is.
You know.
It helps having those Bowflex dumbbells in the room, huh?
Yeah, I've only used them once. But yeah,
I don't think anyone... You're the only one that's used them,
I think. It makes me feel better knowing they're there, you know?
I barely know how to use them, but I have used them once. Just once.
So we're wrapping up towards the last few minutes of the show, and there's a few things I want to touch on before we wrap it up.
Yeah, let's get good.
Okay, so I'll let you think of this as I ask it, because I'll follow up with some more talking, but I want to know your three favorite beers that you can think of right now. I know it might not be your actual three favorite, because I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
but I'd love to just pick your brain on that, because what I've learned about Jack is he really appreciates good music, good beer, good living. I mean, this man is through and through just a good dude loving good things.
I want to write that down and put it on my wall.
He's a good time guy.
He's a good time
beer,
guy.
Good music, good living. That's my new mantra.
I love that. I just gave him a mantra. But it's you breathe that mantra. I didn't give it to you. I just put it in words. And if you also want to mention, and I want to get this confirmed, if this is the truth, Sober September could be happening right now, or it could be joined in October with the boys in this house.
Yeah.
So which one do you want to touch on first? The beers?
Let's go, just because it's in order.
Okay.
That's the way my mind works. So beers, I'd say number one, Hackershore Dunkel.
Okay.
Out of Germany.
Okay.
I think it's 1554 or something like that is when it was started being brewed.
Wow.
It's a good beer.
Can you say it one more time?
Hackershore is the brand, is the brewery.
Okay.
And then Dunkel, it's like their dark, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's German.
Give it your best effort, though.
Yeah, it's their like darkest beer. It's delicious. Then maybe we'd go the Pollinger Lager, just the Pollinger Gold Lager. It's also out of Germany. 1500s, great beer. You know, I there's no beer other than Hams that I don't like. I hate Hams.
Okay. Your third place would be the rest besides.
Yeah, like every other beer. Because I can drink anything and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a beer snob. Like, for as much as I like beer and like the two beers I just mentioned that probably no one knows, I'm like not a beer snob at all. I'll drink anything as long as it's cold and as long as it's not Hams. So.
I love that. Is the best answer I could have asked for. Thank you.
I want to quote that, dude. That's great.
Okay.
And then what was the second question?
When will sober, you be doing the sober month?
Yeah, so we're on the, what's today, the 3rd?
Yes.
So we've gotten 3 sober days out of September. So it's not to brag. Sorry.
Dude, you're crushing the comedy game out here, Jack.
Yeah, so.
I'm dying over here.
We're technically still in sober September, but I think we're going to join you for sober October because going back to thinking about those good beers that I just mentioned, I know all of that about those beers from Gasthof zur Gemüthlichkeit in Northeast Minneapolis, otherwise known as Gasthof. They have a huge Oktoberfest celebration and found out it's the last 2 weekends of this month, September, and the first 2 weekends in October. And I was like, oh, I got to go to Oktoberfest. Like, I got to do my sober month in September, not October. Well, guess what?
We did some research and we found out.
Yeah, it's possible. So I can join you guys.
That's going to be awesome. So breaking news, Jack Burke will be joining Andrew Declan, Matt Heron with Sober October. That's happening. We're very excited about it. And now we'll leave you with our final question. Final question. What did you learn today from the moment you woke up to this very late hour in the night of this very conversation?
All right. Good lesson I learned today was like always double check everything you do, which is something I think this is the first thing that came to mind. So I might regret saying this later, but I had a little work project, a big work project last week, sent it in to one of our clients. I was just so happy to be done at the end of the week, and I was just like, here you go, I'm done. And there were a couple mistakes on it, and whether they were my fault or not, like, it was kind of in collaboration with a bunch of people, and I just, like, didn't check it well enough, and there were a couple, some obvious, some not so obvious mistakes on it, and kind of had, like, the client sent it back with questions, and then, like, I had to go into it today and, like, rework a lot of things, and it took pretty much my whole afternoon. And the lady I was working with told me something like, always double check, and never, like, after you double check, never be sure to send it too quickly after that second, like, reworking, because if there's 2 mistakes, then you look really bad. So double check your work, and
sometimes triple check is what she was kind of getting at there.
Yeah, I guess. Or, you know, just
have the patience when it gets very impatient.
Simply always get better, you know, like, learn from your mistakes.
Thank you.
I love that, man. Yeah. Well, Jack Burke, phenomenal, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on at this late hour.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. And I've mentioned it already, but this was not my best performance. So let's do this again if I'm ever welcomed.
Awesome. You're absolutely welcome on. You're going to be a recurring guest, a recurring marketing intern spotlight. Thank you, Jack Burke.
Hey, thank you. And Godspeed.